Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Penn Country Ham, who produced the Grand Champion Ham at the Kentucky State Fair this year, dates back to Blake Penn's grandfather. Blake Penn says the business dates back to the family stores in Mansville, Kentucky.
My family owns some stores in Mansville. It's a small town outside of Campbellsville. And it started out, people settled here before Campbellsville, and it ended up burning down. And so then Campbellsville grew bigger than Mansville. And we had a lot of stores and merchant shops in the small town there. And they would buy hams off people, sell hams, and cure hams themselves.
He says his grandfather began selling hams when he was in school.
My grandfather was going down to college in Bowling Green, and they people would ask him where he was from, and he would explain to them that he was out in the country, and they'd ask him if he could get them country ham. And so he started, you know, selling some of that and realized there was a niche market there for him to make some money, and he ended up pursuing the ham business after that.
Penn adds their hams are cured but not smoked.
We like to let ours set and do the full aging. We don't want to rush the process. There's ways of getting around things if you're a bigger company to, like, raise temperatures, and that counts for extra days. And I think it hurts the taste of the ham. And we like to just try to let it do what it naturally would have done when they cured ham.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Blake Penn of Penn Country Hams in Mansville says they have begun to smoke hams recently.
We just cure ours right now. There was a guy up the road here. It's called Central Kentucky Meats, and he has a smoker unit in his facility. He does fresh kill, like custom kills. And we use his smoker, but we don't usually smoke. Usually they smoke more down south, because smoking was a for insect control.
He adds they see a bright future for the country ham business.
There for a while, I think some people had thought that maybe stuff like this would go out for, you know, it's got salt in it, it's not as healthy. But, you know, some other people go into no GMO pork, and there's a lot of different options out there you can do.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.